The decision could raise heckles in Germany, where the rule is seen as ensuring that the ECB's purchases do not monetize national debt. The ECB is breaking more of its own rules. It is expanding the range of assets it will buy. The new scheme will cover Greek sovereign bonds. They had previously been deemed ineligible because of their low credit rating. And the ECB will start to buy assets with maturities of less than a year. That has a happy interaction with recent fiscal easing. On March 23rd, the German government said that it would borrow 156 billion euros in order to support its economy. Much of Germany's borrowing will take the form of short-term bills, says Frederick Ducrozet of Pictet, an asset manager. Even with all this flexibility, there is still a question of whether the stimulus is sufficient. The extent of the economic damage done by the virus is slowly becoming clear. On March 24th, a survey of purchasing managers indicated the steepest drop in activity in its 22-year history. Investors' medium-term inflation expectations, as measured by the 5-year forward swap rate, have fallen to 0.8%, well below the bank's target of inflation close to but below 2%. That suggests that investors think more easing is needed to ensure a healthy expansion after the epidemic ends. One reason for investors' gloom may be that governments are still doing too little. Even after Germany's splurge, new spending across the eurozone amounts to only 2% of GDP. Economists at Citibank estimate that something near 5% is warranted. Leaders were set to consider whether to make cheap credit lines available to governments through the zone's bailout fund after the Economist went to press. Such talks tend to become mired in arguments over what type of strings should be attached to the cash. The pandemic means that a deal looks likelier than ever, but central bankers are also well aware of another less happy link between monetary and coordinated fiscal policy. The more the ECB does, the less governments feel they need to take action.